Thanks for joining us on the NRT Now podcast, part of the largest Christian music site online, newreleasetoday.com. Sit back and relax as we chat with your favorite artists, introduce you to new artists, and more. Now here's your host, Jake.
We're here with Wes from River Valley Ages. A lot of you all know River Valley Worship. The, can I say Big Brother, Wes?
Yeah, you can say Big Brother.
I mean, we've heard some awesome worship coming from River Valley. I gotta say, Real Thing has been an anthem for our church over the last, I want to say it got into our rotation for the last 6 months or so, and has just become an anthem for both our adult side and our student side as well.
Just that's amazing.
Amazing, powerful worship that's coming from River Valley.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, first, I'm so pumped to be here and chat with you, Jake. Thanks so much for creating space to talk about this stuff. And yeah, Real Thing has been an anthem for our church as well. We've been doing it for a long time, and it's been great in services, in youth, and on the weekends. We love that song.
So River Valley Ages is the youth, students, whatever terminology you want to use for that. Everybody has a different term for the kids.
100%. It is exactly that. It's for the kids. But yeah, River Valley Ages is essentially the youth worship expression out of our house. River Valley Worship exists to write songs for church, and Ages is coming under that covering of River Valley Worship and writing songs specifically for our youth ministry, our youth services, our youth events. And it's definitely not limited to that, though. We do Ages songs on the weekend all the time, and they're amazing. We love doing that.
And so you in particular, you're part of both River Valley Worship, you're part of River Valley Ages, and then you're a worship pastor at one of the campuses somewhere in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
So at some point, I'm sure you see your family. I'm sure you have time to breathe at least once or twice a week.
A little bit. There is a lot going on. Thankfully, I mean, every team I'm a part of is big, amazing. There's amazing people handling a lot. So on the River Valley Worship side, I'm really there just supporting the team, writing songs and leading worship. And then on the Ages side, I've been tasked with leading the team and empowering our young worship leaders and songwriters, which is really cool. We have this young movement of new songwriters in our house, in our youth ministry, coming up through the ranks. And so that's what gets me most fired up these days, is seeing the creativity coming out of our young people. And then I pastor at our city campus, which is in downtown Minneapolis. That's kind of my week to week weekend. And yes, I make time for family and all that. I have an amazing wife, and we have two dogs, two standard poodles. So that's my family life right now. But
we're talking a little bit as we're getting set up. We actually have a mutual acquaintance, which is absolutely crazy, because we are, right. You mentioned Minneapolis, so we're 1,500 miles apart, yep. Something like that. We'll have to Google Maps that later.
Yeah, I'm just way up north. Just go north for a long time, and then you'll run into me.
Stop before you hit Canada, but yeah, keep going north.
Shout out to Canada. We love Canada.
But yeah, there's a guy that's involved in the kids ministry, in that next gen ministry up there, that his name is Andrew, that we've both worked with at some point in time.
It's yeah, just it's crazy.
Crazy how, well, I worked with him back in Wyoming when I lived in Wyoming. He was part of the church community up there, different events, concerts, all that kind of stuff. And now after a couple stops, he's there at River Valley, and it's just so crazy that this is the first time I get to meet and hang out with you here, Wes, but we already have a connection. We already have a friend in common. It's just crazy how that happens over all these distances these days.
It's so true. It's so true. And it's crazy that we're talking through Zoom call and all that stuff. And yeah, Andrew's been an amazing part of the team here at River Valley. He's a part of our next gen team. And it just goes to further emphasize one of the main values of our church is our next generation. So we say we believe in the next generation. We'll do anything. We'll fight for the next generation. And part of that heart is what made space and room for this River Valley Ages team to come up and to be empowered to lead their generation and bring songs to their generation. So yeah, it's crazy. It's a small world, man. It's a small world.
I hear a Disney song going in the background here.
Yeah.
So other than finally, hopefully thawing out from winter, you know, Great White North, what else is happening in the students ministry, the next gen ministry up there at River Valley? What's the movement that's happening that's pouring into Aegis?
Totally. So things around Aegis started around a year and a half ago. There was some young people in our youth ministry and young college students as well starting to write songs. It was pretty unprovoked. One of my interns at the time, his name is Noah, and he's a part of the Aegis team now, but he was writing songs and sending me songs. I'm like, great, go keep writing. Like, just keep writing, keep getting after it. Usually that passion sometimes dies out in people. When, you know, everyone wants to write a song, but then when you actually get to it, it's like a lot of hard work.
Yeah. As evidenced by this recording rig that hasn't hardly been powered on and that we're talking through. I resonate with that so hard.
I mean, it's tough. It's more like song wrestling, you know, you got to pin it down. And they had the tenacity to keep going after it. And a small group of people would meet week after week and send me songs. And then I started getting involved and critiquing and sending back. And so that kind of thing started happening more and more in our young people. And we kind of got to a place where it was like, this feels really natural. This feels like this is what God is doing and where he's pushing us to move. We got to a point where we were like, are we going to add fuel to this fire and fan this thing into flame and see what happens? Absolutely, we're going to do that and see what happens. So that's kind of where like the initial songwriting got stirred up about a year and a half ago. And that was leading up to summer camp that summer. And so we were just writing songs to bring the camp so our students could have something that was theirs to sing to the Lord. That's the first time we played Ask, Seek, Pray, which is a song off the album. We were about 2 weeks out from camp, and me and Noe got together and wanted to write something, a surrender song for camp, you know, that altar time, Wednesday night at camp at the altar. What are we singing? What are we bringing to the Lord? And that's where that song got birthed. We played it for the first time at camp, and it was, I mean, it was exactly the right thing for our young people to be singing. So that's been a powerful anthem for us in our church. And it's now the theme of our whole church this year is Ask, Seek, Pray. So we're pumped about that, but that's kind of the beginnings of everything started there essentially with camp. Like, okay, let's write some songs. Let's bring it to camp and see what God does. That's where Aegis started and that whole movement happened. But we've had a vibrant youth ministry for several years. And we're for the next generation. I was in our youth ministry. I grew up in our youth ministry from the time I was 14, 15 years old. Got, you know, pushed to lead worship, encouraged to write songs. And so I'm a product of someone taking a chance and pushing me into my calling. So Aegis, that whole thing is just hopefully doing the same thing for the next generation coming up behind us. It's saying, hey, we're not a church that is telling our young people, okay, someday you'll lead, someday you'll have your chance to do something great for God. Hopefully we're a church that is saying, now's your time. Like, let's do this. So
on a more spiritual level and a kind of more mental health, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff that's happened over the last couple of years, and Minneapolis is a little bit unique in some of the events that unfolded over the last couple of years that had more broad reaching effects. How's that kind of manifested, and what have you guys had to work through in the youth ministry as all that stuff is kind of shaken out?
Totally. I mean, anytime there is strife and uncertainty and division, we try to, hopefully, we don't do it right every time, but we try to go back to the basics and keep the main thing, and rally around the name of Jesus. I mean, you're right. 2020 and the last couple of years, especially for the Twin Cities, for Minneapolis, has been the epicenter of a lot of division. We've just been wanting to be a people that pursues unity, holiness, and purity, and points people solely to Jesus. As a youth ministry, that's what we've rallied around and under the name of Jesus, and we've been trying to write from that place of giving lyric and melody to make sense of a world that is broken on a spiritual level, emotional level, all the above, right? So yeah, it's been a difficult couple of years, and no one's shying away from that and the reality of that. But we want to lift eyes, lift heads, point people to Jesus, because the truth and the reality is, because of the cross, all of eternity, all of this life, everything is bent towards redemption. Everything is bent towards healing. Everything is bent towards wholeness, because that is the reality of Jesus and the cross and the blood of Christ. That's what we've been trying to embody. It's what we've been trying to sing about, write songs about, things that we can rally around and be unified under. That's the name of Jesus for us, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's such a tough thing, because we always hear that kids are resilient and kids will get through it and kids will, you know, all the stuff. But at the same point, we have a whole profession and counselors that are dealing with issues that happen when you're a kid or a teenager. So it's like, which is it?
Totally. For us, it's both. I think we're all resilient on some level, but on another level, we all need help processing through mental health and reconciling these tragic things that can happen and making sense of that with the reality of a loving God that who sees you and knows your name and knows the intricate details of your story and your life. And more than the fact that he knows you, he wants to bring healing, wholeness, and restoration to your soul. But as people, we can do the things in our power to get help and seek godly counsel and do those things, as well as pray that the Lord would bring peace and wholeness to your mind, body, and spirit. It's both. You know, I'm definitely not in the camp that, well, just pray it away. You know, God actually uses counsel to bring healing, and just the same way he uses doctors sometimes to bring, you know, physical healing to a broken arm. Yeah, he can heal you in a moment for sure. But God is in the business of like using people to do his work. I think that's a reality a lot of the times that we shouldn't miss.
And one of the crazy stats that I heard recently was that an average teenager today has more stress than an adult in like the 50s or something like that. Like, they've done research that just the stress level that's on kids these days is just astronomical.
Yeah, I can believe that. I mean, just think about the social media world that you and I grew up in, and multiply that even by 1,000. And I think a lot of stress comes from that comparison game and all the things that you're seeing that you don't have and other people have. All of a sudden, at the tip of our fingers, we have access to world news and access to what's happening on the other side of the globe and all those things. It's like sensory overload. Sure. I 100% believe that. And I believe that at the same time, that may be true. We as followers of Christ can live in a different reality. Our kingdom reality is, in this life you will have trouble, but take heart, for he has overcome the world. You know, it's, you can have peace in the middle of your storm. You can live, be, participate in social media, all that kind of stuff, and yet be kingdom-minded, kingdom-focused, and Jesus-centered, and have the peace of God in your life. It's all, you know, a balance thing. And I get that messed up all the time. I get stressed out, you know. It is amazing what just getting alone, getting away with the Lord to recenter, refocus can do for your life on a daily basis.
Switching into how Ages speaks into this and this new album that came out, one of the things that I've noticed is that the rock sound is coming back into youth worship. I've heard that a little bit in Young and Free, and I heard a bit of that here in Ages as well. And I'm here for it.
Yeah, man. It's like back to the old United days a little bit on some level. Kind of punk rock is coming in. And we look up to the Young and Free guys. They do amazing stuff. And Elevation Rhythm just dropped an album recently. And it's got like punk rock influences in it, which is cool. Yeah, I think specifically the way that Ages is speaking into that mental health world and young people being stressed is singing a different reality over your life. Even, you know, a song like Ask, Seek, Pray, the central theme of that whole thing is surrender. You know, this could be true for a lot of us that the reason we're so stressed out is because we're trying to control everything and have everything, you know, like everything in our hands. And that's not the reality of a life surrendered to Jesus. The reality of a life surrendered to Jesus is hands open. Lord, I know it's in your hands, and I'm going to surrender my plans, my agendas, my thoughts, my opinions to you. And I think that can bring a lot of peace to your soul. As far as the like punk rock influences, we're all for it. We're like full steam ahead. We got some fun things planned in the near future. We're in pre-production right now for a live recording coming up in May. And there will definitely be punk rock influence in it, which is fun. Guitars are back, man. They're coming back strong.
Were you old enough in the range? And I'm trying to date myself a little bit here because I'm in the awkward space where I'm not the youngest crowd, but I'm not quite the old crowd yet. I'm kind of, I'm solidly in the dad mode range of life here.
Nice. Nice. So
I grew up when MXPX was the big Christian rock thing.
Cool.
I know they've kind of done some deconstruction stuff and all that, so they're kind of don't fall in that camp anymore, but they were huge. They were kind of like the, if you want to listen to Christian rock, MXPX was about as hard as it went.
Totally. And
that was kind of like my youth group. I'm trying to think of what some of the other worship songs were when I was kind of going through, but they definitely had more of that rockish vibe, the guitar solo vibe, the...
Oh, all the yeah.
fun stuff. And
when I started going to youth group, and I went to a Baptist church in Paducah, Kentucky called Heartland Worship Center, and I had an amazing church experience growing up. It was so great. A lot of the foundation that was laid in my life was because of that church and those pastors. And my first like moment thinking, maybe this is something I do with my life, was at a summer camp in sixth grade, and the worship band was doing a like Tell the World That and Salvation Is Here from United. So that was like my first introduction into like worship music and sound like this. I didn't no way.
It's been long enough that I'm trying to have to rack my brain as to what was coming through. I think Lincoln Brewster was starting to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I feel suddenly very old right now that I can't remember stuff.
I'm the same camp. That's okay. We'll be old together. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just so fun to see that, you know, high energy, you know, the guitars come out. Like I said, we're just seeing kind of a shift in the sounds, and I love that it continues to be fresh, that it continues to be relevant, just so it's not the routine anymore. It's not the same old, like, you know, I come to church, I do the same thing.
Totally.
Yeah, you know, you get in this rhythm, you get in this routine, and it just becomes a habit more than just that worship and more that experience.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's, we're in an interesting time in the next wave of worship music, if you will. It's really exciting and fun because I think, you know, Christian music, worship music became its own genre in the last couple of years, which is awesome. But worship can be expressed in a lot of different ways, as we know, a lot of different genres. And I think the punk rock kind of thing is coming back into style, if you will, in worship music. But I think even more than that, there's just more range, and people are giving more grace in the worship space for different textures and different vibes to come into play. Cause I mean, like you listen to some of the, like the Young and Free crew, the Elevation, the SEU. I mean, some of it's like hyper pop, like super, super pop. Some of it's R&B, some of it's punk rock. And so I think we're in a fun era in this next wave of worship music. It's going to be fun, man. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
So we got the live album recording that's coming in May, or that's being recorded,
it's gonna be recorded in May. It'll be released probably later this year. And it'll really be an extension of this first project from Ages, which is self-titled. A couple of songs on there. We're working on some new songs. So, yeah, we're pumped about it.
We're really looking forward to it. And, Wes, man, just really appreciate the time to hang out and chat here. And, And it's been a blast.
Yeah, Jake, thanks so much for creating space for this and the podcast, and you're doing amazing things. So thanks for having me on.
Thanks for hanging out with us for this episode of the NRT Now podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And special thanks to Neon Feather for providing our theme music. Make sure to check out newreleasetoday.com and our socials for more great content. See you next episode.